live right now with Imran Anwar. He's a published writer and respected global affairs analyst and a media expert on terrorism. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us.
Thank you so much for having me, and a good morning to you all.
You are the president of Imran International, and this attack, unprecedented in history, is the description that the British Home Security head John Reid says would have described the latest terror attack. Your thoughts on what you've been learning when you woke up this morning?
Well, it's kind of interesting that I would have considered it unprecedented in a very recent history. The claim that this is unprecedented is kind of bogus, because only an idiot would not have been expecting the Al-Qaeda people to be planning something at this scale. And secondly, this is not unprecedented, because if we look back even only about 30 years or so, the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, had planned and executed on a similar attack when they hijacked a significantly large number of planes. They didn't get as many as they had wanted, but if I remember correctly, they did manage to get a few of them and blew them up in the desert somewhere in the Middle East a few years ago on the ground. Not too many people died, of course. So this was only to be expected.
The British certainly were expecting it. They were using what they called an unprecedented level of surveillance, and then decided to take urgent action on these 21 men that have been arrested. That sort of intelligence is rather amazing, and it's certainly a sign of vigilance, wouldn't you say?
Well, absolutely. But keep in mind that England has always been, besides the United States, England has been on the sort of the target that Al-Qaeda has set for itself. Al-Qaeda will obviously try to hit everywhere, from Pakistan to Iraq to Russia, or wherever they can, or even in India if they can. However, the United States is closely followed by the British, and it's a good thing that the British were keeping tabs on these people. So I think you're absolutely right that the reason this plot came about was not because they were looking for aviation-related terror attacks.
But they were monitoring Al-Qaeda. More when we continue with Imran Anwar in just a moment.
Michael Patrick Shields at 888-900-9966.
The plot was in existence to blow up a transatlantic passenger aircraft in flight. The intelligence suggested that this was to be achieved by means of concealed explosive devices smuggled onto the aircraft in hand baggage.
That is Peter Clark, the head of counterterrorism for Scotland Yard, explaining the terror plot that's been foiled by the British Secret Service. The British police have disrupted an apparent plot to blow up planes in mid-flight, prompting authorities to raise the nation's threat level to critical. The highest possible alert level raised on Thursday by the British Home Office means an attack is expected imminently, and authorities have said no hand luggage will be allowed onto planes from UK airports. We were talking when we got to the break with a terrorism expert. His name is Imran Anwar, and he's a published global affairs analyst and a well-known media expert on terrorism and these sorts of global implications. Mr. Imran, this morning they are saying that this has global dimensions, this terrorist plot being foiled. It seems to me, based on your historical context that you gave us, you agree.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that this means is that it's easy enough to carry out almost anywhere in the world, and I would not be surprised if the actual Al-Qaeda organization, as we would like to call it, the Bin Laden organization, the root parent organization, if that was involved, I would not be surprised if similar attacks were planned, for example, in Malaysia or Pakistan, wherever there is a moderate Muslim government siding with the United States, in countries like that. If this was a very local group-based plot, then most of the perpetrators might have been these 20-21 British-born or British-settled Muslims or others who wanted to help them attack the United States.
21 people in custody. They were targeting United Airlines, Continental Airlines, and American Airlines and were under an unprecedented level of surveillance by MI5, the British Secret Service Organization for In-Country Operations, and they took urgent action based on what they were monitoring. The plot is thought to have involved a series of waves of simultaneous attacks targeting three planes each time, revolving around some kind of liquid explosives, and officials are saying the explosives would have been sophisticated and extremely effective. And it seems to me, Mr. Anwar, that every time that we think that we've foiled the terrorists, they come up with some new way, some new wrinkle, whether it's a shoe bomb or some sort of liquid explosive, and that they're not giving up easily, are they?
Oh, absolutely, and that is the issue that I have been trying to call attention to. My brother, who is an MD but happens to be in law enforcement, was in Michigan just about a month ago working with the State Department and law enforcement discussing counterterrorism issues. And ironically, it was with him that I had discussed this very issue, that getting stuff on a plane is not that hard, because if somebody sets their mind to it, only facetiously I had given an example of saying, I love drinking sodas, and if I just carry on a can of soda with a sandwich, nobody's going to check. And that is the, and it was a facetious comment without even thinking on how it would be done. So I don't know what the mechanism these people were planning was, but it could have been similar, because they're banning hair gels and hair sprays and anything like that. The issue is, again, to find a way to get undetected an explosive onto the plane. That's one way. But again, even if it was an explosive that could be detected, I'm sure terrorists can find ways to get something that you can stab air crew or staff with or something. I mean, that's the whole thing. And we are fighting a war on terror. The only problem is we're fighting it sort of backwards, in my humble opinion, as I often say on my website at www.imran.com, that the problem is if you do not solve the root cause, then you will be constantly fighting the battle. It's almost as if a person loses a part of their lung to lung cancer, but instead of stopping smoking, he's constantly trying to take out pieces of the lung. And in the long run, sure, you keep fighting the cancer, but it just will keep coming back unless you go back to your root cause and say, hey, you know, maybe my smoking has something to do with it. Maybe you then decide to give up smoking, or maybe you don't. But at least you go and intelligently decide, this is the root cause. Now it's my choice if I want to continue smoking or not.
Well, Mr. Imran Anwar, the president of Imran Anwar International, tell me, what is the root cause then of these Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the last 30 seconds that we have?
Basically, we have two kinds of people out to get us, and the risk is that they will merge and we will have a bigger problem. 1% of the nutcases around the world will hate us. They can be white supremacists here in the U.S., the militias, or they can even be these Muslims like Al-Qaeda, etc. It's the vast majority of Muslims who are beginning to hate us because of our somewhat skewed Middle East policy, favoring Israel over others. That's going to come back and bite us. So we don't have to dump Israel as a friend or to let them be wiped out by the Hezbollah, but we have to be a little more firm in what is happening in the Middle East, and we're not doing that, giving Al-Qaeda the chance to recruit more of the so-called reasonable people, and that is my biggest fear. If we start losing the reasonable people, we really have a big problem on our hands.
Imran Anwar, the president of Imran International, I appreciate your counsel and advice this morning and your expertise. Very good to talk to you, sir. Thank you
for having me.